Brian Belaga, suffered a knee injury. He will be out this week. He is still going through the evaluation process, but he will not play in Sunday night's game.
How much concern going beyond Sunday with Brian?
He's still going through the evaluation process. He will not play in Sunday night's game.
What sort of benefit do you think you got from having Barclay at left tackle all summer? Does that make him a better lineman for that? Now, I'm assuming he's going to play right tackle. Is there a benefit there?
Well, I mean, anytime you have the opportunity to train at left side, right side, whether it's guard or tackle, there's definitely a benefit to it. But then there's also a challenge from the aspect of, your footwork. So, because obviously the left side, playing left side is different than playing the right side. So, but it's a big part of the versatility that you look for in all your players. And, Donnie Barclay has that, and, J.C. Treader has that. And so all of our young guys are trained that way.
Is it a tough part of the week for it to happen?
Well, it's never a good time of week for it to happen, obviously. But, yeah, you wouldn't think, it's Thursday practice during an individual drill. But it's football. It's unfortunate. And we'll deal with it.
Mike, do you feel that Donnie's better suited for right tackle? And obviously, he's played a lot of different spots for you guys.
I think Donnie Barclay's a football player. He is lined up and played and played well for us. J.C. Treader is a heck of a football player. So, I like all of our guys.
Just with his slow start to camp, was there any concern with Donnie at first, or just kind of have a feeling that with an ACL injury, it's just going to take him some time to get back to the guy?
I think everybody goes through camp and makes progress, whether you're early in your career, coming off injury. So I think Donnie is taking a normal path coming off of an ACL injury.
Just to be clear, Don will make the start at right tackle?
That is not clear. I'm not declaring any starters right now. I just got done visiting with the training staff. They're still working on the evaluation of Brian Belaga, but Brian will not be available Sunday night.
What's the outlook for Morgan for Sunday?
So far, so good. Just as long as today he'll be fine. Obviously, just with our schedule and what's asked of him. So as long as he comes out of Saturday's practice clean, I think he'll be ready to go.
How much? What is the challenge with Richard Sherman potentially going into the slot? Is that a big schematic change that you guys have to look at at all?
Well, I don't think it's a schematic change. I mean, it's a position change. So I don't think they'll be playing a bunch of different coverages when he goes into the slot. So it's more, for matchup reasons. So, he played in the slot last year against us, so I feel that we're definitely prepared for it.
How much does Chancellor's status, how much do you guys monitor that over the course of the week, whether he's going to play, whether he's not going to play, whether he reports, whether he doesn't?
I don't monitor at all. Can't control it. Really don't have any insight on it. Haven't thought about it. Probably why I have such a garbage answer for you. So
how does he change the game?
He's a heck of a football player. I mean, he's an all-pro football player. The attitude and the physicality that he plays the position with. He's instinctive, smart. You could see his role leadership on the field. He's a heck of a football player.
Like, how did Dayton come through with the ankle that he was dealing with, plus the week off?
Dayton, so far, so good. He came out of practice clean yesterday, so I think him and Morgan are similar.
Sir, I remember you saying yesterday that you wanted to monitor him because he missed the week before that, too. Does he look like a guy who's missed some time, or does he look like a guy who can jump right in and help you somewhat?
I thought he did good with his reps yesterday. I mean, there's some things that you change in your game plan from week to week. There's some new wrinkles that he'll hit, again today in the walkthroughs. But for the most part, I thought he had a good practice.